Hey everybody, it's Woody, and I'm here on a pier, actually. So it's kind of like late November, but boy, I tell you, the second I saw Belle post her questionnaire, I was just like, I'm on this. I got to get this done. So Belle, thank you for posting that, and again, I'll move my recorder. You guys probably can't hear, but I'm pretty much at the end of the pier, and it's really nice out here. It's overcast, but it's really nice weather. So I thought I'd knock out the questionnaire, and so here we go. And thanks again, Belle, for posting this. All right, question one: what do you think the way you walk says about you? It probably says I'm impatient, because I tend to do power walking, whether or not I realize it, pretty blatantly. So that's my kind of like go-to, I guess, is the way I would describe it. So I'm a pretty brisk walker. I'm not impatient, but I think like people could probably tell I'm usually in a hurry. So I'm kind of the same way when it comes to jogging and stuff. I'm pretty, not impatient, but pretty bold, you know, and firm, and I don't know how the, you know, I'm diligent, maybe, I don't know. Question two: which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be like? I don't think I'm the Grinch. I probably would go Cat in the Hat, because I think I'm just nonstop zany. I'm a pretty silly person, and I'd want to make, you know, I say children happy, but I want to make everybody I interact with happy. So probably the Cat in the Hat. That would be mine. And yeah, I aspire to be like, I would say. I don't think I'm super silly or zany like the Cat in the Hat, but you never know. I don't know. Anyway. Question three: do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet or poem? If it's short, or if you feel like it, please feel free to do a reading if you like. Boy, when I was a kid, I loved poetry, but I loved like things like Shel Silverstein and Jack Prelutsky. Growing up, I don't know if I responded as much to poetry, but you know, as an adult, certainly music I think is probably my biggest connection. But I don't know if I have a favorite poet per se. I mean, timely, Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature, and I think he's quite poetic, but I don't know if I would say any of his stuff is poetry necessarily. I think it's more like, I like the idea of a visual being shared. One of the first poems I actually read was by Jack Prelutsky, which in fifth grade I did this, I don't know, like one of the first things I did kind of on stage was this performance of a poem from his books, and basically as a talking dog. So I can do I know the poem, I think, like from heart, but my voice obviously has changed. So it's like the dog voice is like, hello, how are you? I am fine. And then it's like, that's all my dog will say. He's probably repeated it 1,000 times today. He doesn't bark his normal bark. He doesn't even whine. He only drones the same, hello, how are you? I am fine. So anyway, that's a little version of that. Tell me a joke. Puns count. Question four. Oh boy. I don't know if I... See, every time I read these joke ones, I can't think of anything. I almost have to have it like influencing, like something is live influence, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't really know if I have a joke off the top of my head. I'm kind of like on the lake, so like I'm looking at like the lake saying hi to me, and it's not really talking, it's just waving. But that's an example of where I'd probably use a pun. So anyway, and I have much better puns. I can deploy them at will. Anyway, number five: pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. So I'm actually writing something related to zombies, but it's not even about killing. I don't know if I would have something to kill zombies with. It'd have to be something I could probably brain them with. So like, see, I'd have to choose. I don't think I could shoot a gun. I don't think I could swing a knife. I could probably swing a knife, but I don't know if I could deal with the blood involving a knife. I'd probably choose like some sort of electric prod, or if you guys know No Country for Old Men, they've got that cattle, I don't know what they call it, but it's like a pneumatic pump that basically drives into the cattle's brain. I don't forget what it's called, but anyway, I'd probably do that. But then that means you have to get close enough to do it. I mean, I don't think they could bite me or eat me, and I'd have to see if how quickly I could recharge it. Like, to do that psh, psh, over and over would probably be, you know, the key there. Question six, how do you feel around large crowds of people? Well, I guess okay. It depends. It depends on if they're kindred spirits or not. Like, if they're people that I know, like, at a big sporting event or at a concert, I feel all right. If it's a crowd of, like, just people, or, like, if, like, getting in and out of said event, that's stressful for me. I don't think I could do that. I don't like that very much. It makes me panicked just thinking about it. Yeah, that's how I feel about large crowds of people. Not very comfortable unless it's something. And then also I like when people witness the same kinds of experiences or moments, but we all witness it in different ways. So that side I like a lot. I would respond to that pretty strongly if, you know, like large crowds of people were there to see, like, I don't know, a concert or something. A few years ago I went to a Beach Boys concert, and I'm, like, not the typical Beach Boys fan. A lot of people who are Beach Boys fans really don't want to, like, be like, Beach Boys for life. I don't know. I don't mind owning it, but it's just, like, you know, it's not something that you normally... You're more like, I would rather cheer on a rock group. It's like, Beach Boys are old, you know? It's not something you'd readily admit. But I was there, and there were a bunch of people just singing along, like, just no shame, you know, really no... Not awareness, but just, like... It was kind of blissful without really recognizing where you are. And so it was kind of like an out-of-body experience for me, being around that many people and then just not caring what people think about each other. And just, like, we're all there to sing, like, you know, Little Deuce Coupe or whatever we were singing. So, question seven. Describe a moment when you became aroused in an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? I was on a car trip with my younger brother, and I'd fallen asleep for, like, an hour, but, like, he was driving, and by the time I woke up, like, I was, like, pretty erect, and I was like, oh, man. I was so nervous that he had actually seen it. But, you know, if you clear your throat really loudly and you kind of, like, you know, you don't wake up, but then you wake up, like, you know, sharply, then it really, I mean, everything kind of gets... glossed over, so to speak. So I think I remember waking up, like, my eyes were awake, and I felt like, oh, that's not good. That was hard. And then I was like, oh, man. So then you make the, you know, the sharp, like, inhalation noise, and you get up, and that's kind of what happened there. So he didn't notice. I don't even know. I could probably ask him now. Like, we're pretty open with each other. Like, not blatantly open. I mean, we're brothers, but... And guys aren't usually, I shouldn't say guys, but most brothers aren't usually, like, talking about, at least the way I was raised, we weren't talking about, like, conquests or anything like that. So, yeah. So, I mean, I could probably tell him now. I was like, hey, you remember that time we were in the car? And I was like, maybe he doesn't remember. I don't think it was notable, but he did kind of, like, jerk the steering wheel. So, maybe I did scare him. All right, question eight. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time, a.k.a. losing their virginity? If you are one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. Whew, that's a good question. I don't remember if I wrote or spoke about losing my virginity the first time. I think I maybe did it in Lottie's questionnaire, but I don't know if I went into the detail that I did or how this would do it. I'm, like, straddling the recorder and leaning over on the end of the dock because I'm just, like, stretching out. I'm comfy. I almost laid down, but I don't want to lay down on this dock because there's, like... I don't know. It looks dirty. Anyway, yeah, you know, it was fine. It was, I don't know if it was, like, significant or, like, it certainly, I can look back and be like, it wasn't the best sex I ever had, but it was definitely important and it was tender. But it was also, you know, like, quick and, you know, like 3 to 5 minutes, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't keeping score or whatever, but, you know, it's weird, like, I don't think about my virginity as much as I think about the moments, the, like, special moments after it. So it's almost like a, I do think that people do have good time, first times and whatnot. I think it's the importance. I was 20 when I lost my virginity, so I, you know, I was old. But then I think, I say old, but, you know, context, in all context, probably other people. So anyway, what I was, and I'm rambling at this point, so, and I've got coffee, so that's also why I'm probably rambling at this point. But yeah, I mean, good times, sure. I think that that happens. I think it all depends on how much pressure you put on the situation. I didn't have any pressure on my situation, so I was able to have an enjoyable time, but I wasn't like, this is the best ever. It's just like, well, this was inevitable. This is what I wanted, you know, and I was excited about it, but yeah, I think it was good. I would say, I think people deserve to have good times, not just about virginity, but also about, you know, sex in general. So, all right, question 9, robots or dinosaurs? Gotta go robots. You know, if we're talking about, I could see both being dystopian. Like, if we're talking about a reality with robots or a reality with dinosaurs, you're looking at, like, somehow the future is involved. Like, dinosaurs aren't going to come back, they're extinct, but somehow they can, if we believe Jurassic Park. Robots definitely didn't exist in the past. They could exist in the future, but, like, it depends on what degree they're going to exist. That's really kind of the goal, you know, what significance or what degree that's going to be. Let's see. Yeah, I would choose robots for sure. Definitely. Number 10, if you were a... My coffee fell over. Number 10, if you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? What is your mad scientist name? Ooh. I'd probably be the mad hypothesizer, but I think my name would be Dr. Higginbotham. Not Higginbottom, but Higginbotham. Because I think that that's a cool mad scientist name. Like, Henry Higginbotham. I don't think that that's... that might be a real name, I don't know. Sorry, Henry. yeah, but I would probably, like, hypothesize and be like, what happens if you put peanut butter and jelly together? But not peanut butter and jelly, you'd put other things together as well. You know? Or what would happen if... And, you know, it'd probably be, like, disastrous. Like, you know, trying to add a bunch of oatmeal to this lake would be pretty awesome. Like, what would happen if this was a lake of oatmeal or something? But absurd stuff. And I think, like, playing with senses is always good. I would totally, like, love to do that, playing with the senses as a scientist, you know. I don't know if I'd ever come up with anything people hadn't discovered before, but I think being a scientist would be cool. And I would totally be zany when it comes to it. I probably wouldn't hurt or kill anybody, but I would definitely be controversial. That's for sure. At least internet famous. Speaking of famous, number 11, have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? If not, tell me who you would like to meet. Yeah, you know, my real life kind of puts me in contact with some famous people. Yeah, I met them. They're all right. They're not like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just people. I mean, ultimately, like, you, it's weird, like, you see somebody famous, and you're like, oh, well, it's somebody famous. And then there are other people, like, because I was in the company of other people who were, like, I don't know, fanboy or fangirling all over them, that sort of thing. Probably fanboy more. But, you know, it's just like, well, I mean, they're just regular people. So, case in point, there's a famous athlete that a few months ago I was at an event with at the same time. And, you know, like, there's this big grand entrance and, like, oh, my gosh, so-and-so's here. Oh, my gosh, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's just like you practice for this moment, you know? I think you guys, I'm talking about practice, right? You practice, that is a huge hint, by the way. So, long story short, I was there and I was just like, okay, well, no big deal. And I was hungry and they catered the event and I went to, like, get, like, I don't know, like, some slider or something, some food. And he was just right there, like, 10 feet away, and I just nearly walked up to him, just not even realizing who he was. I was just like, excuse me, like, get out of my way, I want a slider. So, it was funny. I mean, it was just kind of awkward, you know, like, people think that there's all this pressure, but as soon as you see them and visualize what it is, like, they're just regular people, so. Tell me your favorite thing about the fall. See, I thought you were going to say, like, Marky Smith in the fall, because I'd be like, man, that's so cool. But no, you're talking about weather, leaves changing, pumpkins, etc. The fall where I live here, you get a lot of the colors changing, and I am a huge photographer. Part of the reason why I'm out here today is because I want to go and take pictures, although it doesn't look like it's very colorful right now. It's overcast and it's cloudy, so it's kind of dingy looking. So, leaves changing is good. I really like brisk weather, like crazy. Like, I love brisk winds. I love the kind of the cloudy days. Even if you only get 2 hours of sunshine a day, you know, and the rest of the day is overcast and cloudy, I just feel like it's a huge blanket over you, you know, and just like keeping you cozy. And it preps you for the winter, at least the winter's here, because it's like sunny like 9 hours a day. So it's like you have to, or not sunny, but the sun is out for 9-10 hours a day. So it's very minimal. So, and it's cold, you know. So, I mean, the key here for me about enjoying the fall is just to make the most of it. And I'm not a big pumpkin flavory kind of guy. I don't eat sugar, so it's like I don't think about that. I do like being able to like enjoy and change my palate up a bit. So like to switch from salads to soups, I really like that. And then, you know, if I had people, you know, like family members or friends to walk with, I would totally do that as well. You know, like go out for like a harvest walk or something like that. Instead, now it's just like riding my bike and stuff. So, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken? Think about this for a bit. Biggest risk I've ever taken, probably. I think probably moving here without a job. That was so long ago, but like not really having, the only thing that was in my safety net was like my family. So that was probably the biggest risk I've taken, you know, here. And I've been here for, you know, a little while. The first 6 months were obviously, anytime you transition anywhere in life, it's rough. I think I've got big risks to take in life. You know what I mean? I think there's quite a few, the opportunities or whatever, you know, like, to make the most of. And I haven't, you know, even scratched the surface yet. I have lots of, you know, big life decisions ahead. So, yeah, so far, I mean, I think that's probably it. I don't think about like financial or, you know, like necessarily like, what am I trying to say? Like relationship risks or anything like that, or life decisions. Like I say life decisions, but what I mean is like the day-to-day decisions, you know. I don't think I've made choices that are risky. I think I'm pretty, you know, by the book sort of thing. So, 14. Do you have any irrational fears? Probably. I don't want to break any bones. Although I never put myself in a position to break anything, I don't really feel like I would ever want to break anything. So, there are lots of times where I get more scared than I should. And I was, for the longest time, I was so afraid of like roller coasters. From like 7 to like 22, I didn't go on any roller coasters. I was just like, again, like, you know, improperly afraid of that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's crazy. I have no idea why I avoided them for so long, because it's like, they're fun. Let's see, irrational fears. I guess I would say, if we're talking about like, you know, relationships or anything like that, I do wonder if I'd be a good partner. I think that might be historical, but without getting too personal, I think we all have that fear. And I think realistically, it's irrational to base it off of your prior experiences, because it's such a limited window, you know, like to think that a handful of people get to see you, but really not. I mean, you're different every time. That's kind of what I would say. So yeah. 15. Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes, i.e. the Dougie, the Wobble, etc.? So if so, which dances can you do? I grew up in Texas, so unashamed to admit, I knew the boot, scoot, and boogie, and of course I square danced and line danced as well. But yeah, I mean, it's always funny to have high school dances, and then you have your slow dances, but then you have, I'm not even kidding, like the floor would clear and people would do the, you know, the country music, boot, scoot, and boogie, and exactly whatever you want to call it. So that'll age me right there. But I don't even know if that still exists. I'm sure people do, like, you know, dances and stuff. There's another dance I thought I learned recently, but I can't remember what it's called. It's like... I don't know what it's called. It's called like, dude, what's it called? That clap song. You know what I'm talking about? Let me see you clap, 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 clap. I forget what it's called. Anyway, that one. I used to do that, or I knew that one. But that's easy. That's easy to learn. You know, reverse, reverse. That's the one I'm thinking about. I don't even know what it's called. It's like something part two. Anyway. Question 16. Do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, do you have a favorite? I live on cheesy 80s movies. So, yes, I have a favorite. I have numerous favorites. But I'm going to include Kindergarten Cop, even though it's not 80s. It's 90. But I'm also going to include Mannequin and Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol, and Short Circuit. And I have almost like an undying love for Short Circuit. I will watch that movie for life. And Short Circuit 2 as well, by the way. But I think that that's also, I think that's 88, if not mistaken. So, what else is cheesy in the 80s? Oh, Iron Eagle is kind of cheesy. At least until you get right to the end, because he actually has to go save his dad. Boy, there's so many. I couldn't even. Oh, how about The Last Dragon? Have you ever seen that movie? It's so good. And what else? What else? What else? What else? Tron's not cheesy, but I like Tron a lot. Boy, I can't. Come back to me. There's a bunch of questions. question 17. How do you feel about coffee? Well, you're hearing my iced coffee. This is like the third or fourth I've had today, so I feel good about it. but I only drink it with almond milk. I don't like coffee. I used to be a barista, so I am familiar with all. I'm pretty sure everybody in their life is going to be a barista at one point or another. But I like coffee. It's good. And I think that if you talk to a couple of my Aussie friends, so like Melt My Happiness and Silly Little Teapot, if you're listening, your coffee is the best coffee, and I am a humble American simply existing with my poor cut-rate coffee. No, I'm aware of, like, you know, the power of, like, good coffee, and I just think that, you know, I would love to be in a culture where coffee and, you know, crafted coffee, I guess, was, like, better appreciated instead of just, like, a marketing ploy or something like that. So, question 18. Do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. I do drink alcohol, but I don't drink it as often as I usually should because I'm, again, trying to avoid sugar. So, I don't know, like, once a month I'll have, like, a gin and tonic. But I'm also, like, I'm not a big beer fan because the hops mess with my stomach. So, yeah. Growing up, I didn't drink alcohol. No, my family didn't. We weren't drinkers, so. Well, I say we weren't drinkers, but I wasn't exposed to alcohol until I was, like, 20. And the first alcohol I ever ordered was at a restaurant. I ordered a scotch and soda. Just like a Beverly Hills Cop. It's starting to get windy, so hopefully you're not. It's not super windy. But a scotch and soda, yeah, and it was awful. It was the worst thing ever. But, you know, I didn't do mixed drinks as much. There was a time, I'm not kidding, there was like a 4-week period where I was just like, Smirnoff Ice! But it was horrible. I mean, I would get two in and I'd be like, whoa, this is awful. There's some funny stuff that happened when I was drunk, though. So, but anyway, favorite cocktail, probably gin and tonic. I used to do this thing called, I forget what it was called, it was like called the Cheapskates. I don't even know, I made it up. But basically, I'd take like fruit punch and mix it with sake. It was horrible. It was awful. Or Jones soda. I would think I would make like a craft, you know, cocktail, but it was like awful. Like Jones soda and like sake or whatever. Because sake was a cheap, you know, like mixer, I guess. Anyway. Do an impression of your choosing if recording an audio response. If you are responding by a text, tell me an impression you're pretty good at. Oh boy.
Well, I've been told that my Obama is quite good, but he's pretty easy to imitate. Here's the thing you got to know about Obama. He picks his words carefully. Sasha and Malia. Yep, Sasha? 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 Yeah. That's her name. Changed her name. Yep. Yeah. That's my impression.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, I don't really do impressions.
No, actually I do impressions, but I'm trying to think of impressions that I do like good, like I can do Elmo a little bit, like, Elmo, I love you. You know, that sort of thing, but and I can do
Kermit the Frog here. I'm here at the end of the pier, and I am responding to Belle's questionnaire. Sheesh.
Okay, anyway.
Frog!
All right. All right, any last words? Because I've been going for 25 minutes. Dang, I have 25 minutes at the end of the pier. It flies by. I guess what I'd say is this. Like, you know, here's what I would say. I would say that for those of you guys who are still listening, thank you for being a part of this community. This community is really special, you know. I've been involved probably pretty actively for the last 4 months, and I've made a lot of friends. You make your connections, you reach out to people, you know, when you can. Make time for it, but don't take time away from real life, you know. Because real life is important, you know. You have to make, you know, you have to be creative, but you have to make sure that you restore the balance that you have in your life, you know. Even for me, like, I find myself, like, sometimes overwhelmed by the kindness of the community and just, like, the positive nature of everybody that we, you know, interacts here. And I want you to be able to treasure it, but also to recognize that, like, hey, you know, you don't have to give to excess. Like, you can give what you have to give, and then the community will appreciate you for it, you know? Like, don't look for everybody to appreciate everything, because that's kind of an impossibility. Like, it's not realistic that everybody's going to want to listen to or hear or seek out who you are. I mean, if you're genuine to who you are, and if the people that you connect with like what you do, then you'll have no problem, you know, getting what you need to out of the community, you know? I don't think people hear it or say it very often, because so much of it is we post and then we look for reactions. We wait. You know, we're rapid like that. But, you know, take it from me. I'm older, you know. I'm not wiser, but I'm older. So I've experienced the kind of the draw, you know. I'm not experienced in the community, but I've experienced in my own life, like, the kind of the draw between, like, I can be creative and then not having that feedback for years and years and years. You know what I mean? If you do it and you're happy doing it, keep doing it. That's my advice, you know. I don't know if that's good advice. You didn't really ask me for advice. You just said any words. Let's see. Words. Yeah. I'm writing something really funny right now. It involves a word called cloaca. I like that word. Cloaca. I think that's how you pronounce it. For anybody who knows about birds and bird sex, cloaca. Do you guys know what that is? Anyway, maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. If you can, let me know in comments. Hey, thanks again, Belle. I appreciate it. This is awesome. I know I went super long, but I'm going to go home and post this. And yeah. And then everybody can hear my embarrassing Elmo impression and my awful Obama. Got to milk it for what it's worth. Till he has his my library, which is going to be probably in Chicago. Yep. Yep, that's where my library is going to be. Haven't decided if it's going to be in a suburb or just right in downtown. Going to depend on a lot of things. Going to depend on, maybe I'll have it in Hawaii. Yep. Hawaii could use a presidential library. It could. I'm going to sell my t-shirts there. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Obama gone wild. Anyway. All right, they're coming for me. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.